Mom deserves the best, and there's no better place to shop for Mother's Day than Whole Foods Market. They're your destination for unbeatable savings, from premium gifts to show-stopping flowers and irresistible desserts. Start by saving 33% with Prime on all body care and candles. Then get a 15-stem bunch of tulips for just $9.99 each with Prime. Round out Mom's menu with festive rosé, irresistible berry chantilly cake, and more special treats. Come celebrate Mother's Day at Whole Foods Market.
We are the Hairy Bikers. I'm Dave.
And I'm Si, and in a few minutes, with a magical sprinkling of fairy dust, we will be transformed into the Agony Uncles, here to solve your trials, your tribulations, whether they're matters of the heart or of the kitchen.
And sometimes, in the kitchen especially, you need all the help you can get when you're cooking. This is why Si and I really love Meter. No, not gas or electric meter, but no. Meter, M-E-A-T-E-R. If you've not heard of Meter, it's a wireless meat thermometer. It's the future. So you stick it in your roast and use the Meter app to see how it's doing to perfection.
You see, that's it, isn't it? It's great because you can see the meat temperature on your phone while it's cooking. Who'd have thunk it? Not us. But then we tried it and it was brilliant because fundamentally you leave nothing to chance. And it's an idea. It works on the oven. It also works in a barbecue, works in a frying pan. It even works in an air fryer. So basically, if you use Meter, you'll have the confidence to cook like Dave and I, or a professional.
Right, so I think we've established Meter is great.
Yes, well.
Now, as they're sponsoring the Agony Uncles podcast, they've done you a favour, because as one of our listeners, you can get a Meter for a fabulous 20% off. It's an exclusive offer for Agony Uncles listeners. That's 20%.
That's more than 15, which is always good. And it's easy to get your 20% off because you just go to meter.com. That's go to meter.com, which is spelled M-E-A-T-E-R, as in meat, and use the code HAIRY20 to get 20% off anything in the Meter range. You see what we did there? It was good that day, wasn't it?
Oh, yeah. And it's great that Meter are working with us because we genuinely do love their products. So go and have a look at the shop online and use HAIRY20 to get that money off.
Right. So, shall we get on with the Agony Uncles, sponsored by, guess who? Meter. Helping you to eat better forever. Oh, I love it.
And posing the problems today, it's Jeeves, the thin white duke.
Yes.
Hello. You had your hair cut?
I have had a haircut, yes, quite a severe one as well. And and what he also did, which was quite... I always get to do my eyebrows because my eyebrows go a bit mad and they're like grey and strange and I'm a bit Patrick Moore if I don't. But he went too far. So actually, they're virtually gone. And I could feel this as he was doing them. I could feel... And so eyebrows virtually, if you can't see them, that's because they're not there.
Whatever. I've got no eyelashes, no eyebrows. I've got nothing. You should whinge. Oh, he's tweaked my eyebrows off. Look at me, you're like a cantaloupe melon.
I have nothing to complain about.
He's cut too much
off
my eyebrows. Oh, you should see me in the nude. Good God, man, stop whinging.
Yeah. I'll tell you what, at least we know what to get him for his birthday. We'll get him an eyeline pencil, you know, one of those things.
Oh, yeah.
You know what I mean?
That's me told. But apart from that, all is well, and you have a big pot of problems that you're going to be dealing with today.
And of course, it wouldn't be the Agony Uncles without the master, the poshest of poshness, Princess Posh of the poshest poshness. It's Posh Tash from the Poshville.
Oh, good morning. I am that more concerned now, though, that I might well be soon the hairiest of this hairy group. I'm meant to be the woman who's beautifully coiffured and shaved and trimmed, but actually now with Mark with no eyebrows and Dave with no hair. Yeah. I mean, Si, you had a haircut last week. I'm probably the hairiest around here. I haven't had time for any self-maintenance for a long time.
Yes. Yeah. I think it's just the parts that can be seen, Tash. Everything else is going to tosh.
No, I'm bald everywhere now.
Oh, bro.
I know it's something. Anyway, I'm here to solve problems. Hairy
yeah.
Right, on this point, Simon.
Yes.
I think we should get solving.
Yes, okay.
So play that jingle.
Hello, hairy bikers. Here is my request. I have got a problem that I must get off my chest. Won't you listen to my story like a hairy jackanory? Because I heard your advice is the best.
Okay, in this week's Barrel of Bother, Uncle Si, Uncle Dave and Posh Tash, you'll be helping our gorgeous listeners through the following icky issues. Slow is better. Too hot to handle. Why won't he ask me out? And, in confidential corner, his pants really turn me off. But we're going to start with slow is better, and this comes from Harriet, who says, Dear Uncle Si and Uncle Dave, I listened to your recent podcast about the cost of cooking, and it made me think about a slow cooker. Now, they cost very little to switch on, and I've heard it's possible to cook large items in there, not just cubes of casserole beef. In fact, one friend has told me they've done a whole chicken in their slow cooker. So my questions are, A, is that possible? And B, any other advice on using a slow cooker to cook cheaply food which can then be frozen and eaten during the week? Harriet, over to you.
Yeah, you need a big slow cooker.
Yeah, only bikers do one. It's a monster.
You can stick children in it. It's brilliant.
It's like a baby. It's like a baby's bath, isn't it?
It's ouch.
But seriously, I think it'll save you on power, but it saves you on time. That's the main thing, isn't it? Yeah. You're at work and it's cooking your dinner. And like you say, it's brilliant for those kind of tougher cuts of meat, shall we say.
Yes, yes. They're brilliant. Yeah, so yes, all of that is possible. Lovely human. Going by one the size of a missionary pot. It's brilliant.
Can I ask a question? So no. I have a slow cooker and I clearly need a hairy biker. I clearly need a hairy biker one. I need one to put children in. But I'm really, really frustrated that you have to cook. You often have to brown it before you put it in there. So in the morning, busy, chuck it in. But it says brown the meat, do the onion, then put it in the slow cooker. It's not actually chuck it all in and leave it.
A lot of slow cookers have a facility for browning first, actually.
Yes, they do.
That's not being pedantic, but you set it to browning. And you're in your big casserole pan, as it were, so you can see a sizzle and everything. Put the rest in, then put it onto your slow cooker cycle.
Okay, I haven't got that. So that would help massively. Because it's all the washing up that goes with it, I can't stand.
And you can program it, which I believe you can with ours. So you program it to sizzle, then you program it to slow cook, and it just all does it. So you literally just lob it in.
Right. Wish I'd found you guys sooner.
Well, yeah, I wish you'd found us sooner, because we could have flogged you one.
But the great bits of kit, aren't they, for like if you bulk cooking curries, you know, say like a lamb curry using neck of lamb, which is a good cut anyway. But it really does work, or things like shin of beef, you know, when you're doing your dauber beef. And yeah, there's nothing wrong with cooking a whole chicken in there, is there? It'll fall apart.
Lovely.
But it'll be lovely chicken. And king?
The good thing about them is, as well, all of those flavours, because you know what Dave and I, like, we spent our careers going, deglaze the pan, don't throw any flavours away, make sure you recycle them through the dish. All of that is, and it's brilliant because it just all stays in one pot. You know, it's fab.
Yeah, I went through phases of using it. I go through that sort of, well, yeah, let's slow cook everything. And then I put it in the cupboard again and don't get it out. And don't think about it. And then go out for dinner. Yeah. You have to really... And I think autumn, it's kind of the time for doing it now. It's hot, big stews and things.
I know our slow cooker, the actual barrel of it, as it were, what you're cooking, the cooking vessel, does detach. So actually you just lift that off and take that ceramic to the table. So it's a win-win, really. And then obviously the leftovers just freeze.
Mm-hmm. Yeah, no, it's a good call. In my family, it all goes. Nothing gets left.
Well, that's because you're such a good cook, Tash.
Yeah. Oh, I follow some really good recipes. Actually, I will say, I got to face your book you just recently released. I love your fish tacos in it. Oh, but cool. I got stuck on it. It's like I don't open another page. You know, you just watch me cook and it opens on the same page.
Yeah.
Tacos, guess what?
Guess what? We're having fish tacos again. Yeah. There are another 233 pages in that book, Tash.
Okay, so in answer to the question, yes, you can do a whole chicken in a slow cooker, and you can do quite a lot of things in there as well. You just need the right slow cooker. Is that the answer?
Yes, that's the answer.
A big one.
Food makes everything better.
I need a lady's name for our next problem. I wonder who I might ask on the team to provide me with a lady. Oh, The one who's covering her hand, her face with her hands, perhaps.
You'd
be rubbish at school if you wanted to hide and the teacher said, I need a volunteer. You'd be like crawling under the desk, making yourself obvious, wouldn't you?
I'm usually that person that puts the hand up, but this one I hate. And every weekend I spend the Sunday going, think of names. I'm going to go Purdy.
Purdy. Well, we're back to the Avengers in 1973.
It would take me 3 weeks to.
Purdy. Are you holding up a can of what? Is that Purdy? What is that?
It's pop. It's an energy drink, but posh one.
It's an energy drink. Well, it's not mine. I'm sitting at your husband's desk anyway, so it's his. That's a good name, Purdy.
Purdy writes, probably. Dear Uncle Si, Uncle Dave, and Posh Tash. I'm very frustrated with a colleague at work. We both work for an engineering company in Loughborough. I'm in the production office. He's one of the engineers. For the past few weeks now, I've made it so obvious that I want him to ask me out, but so far, no luck. I go and sit with him at lunch. I bring him drinks from the machine if I ever walk over to where he's working, and I always give him the biggest smile when I see him. I honestly don't believe it could be more obvious, and I have heard from other colleagues that he fancies me, but no luck with him asking me out so far. I'm almost at the point of getting a T-shirt made that says, Ask me out, Gareth! Any advice, please? Coming from Purdy. Over to you.
Ask him out.
Yeah, ask him out. Cut through. He might be monumentally shy.
Yeah, because he's the one that sits in the canteen with his head halfway through his T-shirt like this.
I am not worthy. I am not worthy of Purdy. I love Purdy, but I'm not worthy.
I don't know what to do with Purdy. I think I'll go and have a sandwich instead. Yeah, he sounds really boring. Dump him.
No. It's 2022, Purdy. You have as much power to ask him out as he has to ask you out. Just do it, you know. He'll be thrilled.
And, you know, look, you're only here once, so you might as well crack on.
I agree.
Or
pinch his thumb on
the
way past, make it even more obvious.
No, that would be sexual harassment.
That'd be putting him off. Why? If you get a date with Purdy, can I go shotgun?
I don't know. I think maybe he doesn't want it. Or maybe, do you know what I'm thinking? If she goes and asks him out, maybe he's not all she expects him to be. Maybe he's a bit boring and a bit shy, and they'll go to dinner and he won't be able to decide on dinner. And maybe he's a,
Yeah, no, but she needs the opportunity.
That's the risk of any date, isn't it?
It is. Yeah, you know, you cannot stop trying just because you think it might be a really bad idea. Seems to be working for me regularly. So I think, you know them post-it notes, right?
Oh.
Just stick a post-it note on his computer screen or your forehead and just go on and go, ask me out.
Or you could go back to that old school day one. Of asking your mate to have a quiet word with him. Say, look, my mate fancies you.
Yeah.
And that way you can get out of it with any embarrassment and blame your mate.
Well, he's clearly told somebody he likes her because she's getting feedback. So he's just got to get, someone's got to take him aside and say, go on then, take her out for a drink.
Dave, there was echoes of our relationship in there, bro.
Well, I didn't ask anybody if he fancied me before I went out.
No, you didn't. Yeah, my mate fancies you. Oh, Dave, shut up, man.
I have done that, actually, on your behalf.
Yeah, you have.
Yeah, on his behalf. I put in a good word.
Will it work?
It did, actually. Yes, for a short while.
Oh, short while. Yeah, it did. Yeah.
Actually, everyone needs a wingman.
Yeah, I've done it
a couple of times, actually, to be fair.
Yeah.
Si, have you reciprocated?
Well, he's married, isn't he? I can't do that, can I?
I was thinking before that.
Yeah.
He did leave me abandoned in a nightclub in Newcastle with a girl in a bin liner. if that's the best he can do. She was about, God knows how old she was, but it certainly was one of those cases where I'm sitting in the corner, my body language is that of a koala bear under siege.
I thought you were having a good time. She was quite into you, dude. You missed out there.
Oh, good God, no. She was sweating like a, well, in the
well,
bin
she would
liner.
Be. She's in the bin liner.
Why wearing a bin liner going out? Wasn't the golden age of punk? Well, maybe it was. It just took a while to reach the north.
It took a while to get you.
Hi.
Oh, the poor girl. She must have been thrilled.
Yeah. Well, you know.
No, not really.
No.
Not really. She was out of her face on glue or something, I think.
Oh, no.
It was not a night out I'd care to repeat.
Right.
We've had some good ones, though.
We have.
Vietnam, I put a word in with you for Vietnam. I mean, I didn't know she was a prostitute, but I put a word in.
You've got a wallet in.
I ran like a frightened rabbit.
What's
the problem? I thought I was going to karaoke. I was.
So did I.
I was going through my song list. I didn't realise it was a hooky house.
How do you get that so wrong?
Oh, trust us, we got it like massively wrong. We're just
the
like
screen the book.
We just wandered about, scrape the book.
Oh, my goodness. Oh, that's disgusting. I'm sure the pages are stuck together, weren't they?
They were.
Oh, Tash, no, no. Seem to remember they were laminated.
Yes.
Wipeable.
Oh, God.
Dear me.
No.
Wow.
Well,
that's a question.
Let's bring this back to Purdy in Loughborough, away from Vietnam issues, who is looking to say, how can she get Gareth to ask her out? Advice, please. Posh Tash.
Ask him out.
Uncle Si?
Post-it note on your forehead.
Uncle Dave?
Get your mate, just have a quiet word. Gay, look, my mate fancies you. It might be juvenile, but if it's done in a polite way, it could save a lot of embarrassment.
If you got problems, you'll be fine. Just drop the agony uncles a line.
Our next problem is called Too Hot to Handle, and it comes from Janie Penn, who says, hello, Uncle Si, Uncle Dave, Posh Tash, and Thin White Duke. I hope you're all well. Love the podcast so much. Can't wait for Fridays. You make me laugh so much, and I wanted to say huge thanks for what you are doing. Here's my issue. I live part-time with Mad Al, my husband, on a narrowboat. I saw the Thin White Duke on his boat on Instagram, so I thought I might write in and see if you've got any ideas on this. We had our kitchen, or galley, refurbished 2 years ago, and I got a new hob installed. It runs on propane. It's great, but gracious me, the heat on it. It's absolutely uncontrollable. The pans I've ruined propelled me to seek advice. It's got two big gas jets and one teeny one in the middle, and even that one damages pans. I've bought diffusers of several varieties. These are okay, but once heated up, don't really do anything. And currently I'm using copper bottom pans and a Le Creuset casserole dish and a couple of other cheap frying pans. Doesn't seem to make much difference what I use. The gas runs too hot, I can't simmer anything, and we've had it all checked out, so we know it's okay. I'd be grateful for any thoughts you might have. Loads of love to you. Your ace, Janie Penn. Over to you.
You use butane instead. The only problem with butane is it has. So there's propane, which is the red canisters, and because that's what I have my because I live in the countryside. That's what mine is. The only problem with butane when it comes to the winter, it has a tendency to freeze. So that's that. So propane has a higher freezing point, so i.e. it never freezes. So I think you've got the wrong jetting in your on your hobs.
In the hob, yeah.
Yeah.
Because every narrowboat in the country runs on propane.
Exactly.
Yeah. You have your gas locker at the front of the boat, your heating, your gas, it's propane. Any of the Chandlers, everything, it's propane. But I think King is right, you need the jetting sorting. Because if it's working like a jet, you need to get it sorted, just burning holes in your pan.
Yeah.
What do you have, Mark?
Yeah, I'm propane, but I've never had a situation where I burn a hole in my pan, I'll be honest. It does sound like there's something a bit strange going on there. I mean, they get warm, but they don't get that warm.
Well, you want a pan to get warm, QED, it's called cooking.
Well, that's true, but I've never had it sort of where it's like it's melting. I did once melt the side, because I put a microwave next to it, and I did melt the side of the microwave, because I forgot that the flame was coming up there, and I come back and all the side of the metal plastic bit on the microwave had melted onto the... melted onto the thing.
That's operator error, isn't it?
That was operator error, nothing to do with the equipment.
Pass the blame. Get you, Dave. That's all his fault. Your fault, Mark, totally.
Yeah, King is right. I think when it comes to this, you get somebody in to sort it. Because if you look around the thousands and thousands of narrowboats on the canals, they're not all burning holes in the pan. And I would say they're all on propane.
What did you have on your boat, Dave? Because you had a boat.
Oh, propane.
Yeah.
You do, because anything that's outside or anything that's, you know, like that, you just, it's propane, you know, butane is, you know, for inside, you know, your gas. You remember them wheelie gas heaters? My mum used to have them in the winter. Can you remember that, Dave? That
thing, yes.
You used to have to get out of the cupboard. And it was, shit.
Colour gas, he were.
God, colour. Oh, God. Hilarious. And no, but that's what it is, because I bet what she's bought is she's bought a domestic hob and put it in her boat. But actually what she needs is, you get the jets, they just screw out and screw in. And it's not a complicated thing to do.
You need to get a gas fella to do it, though.
You definitely do.
Funny enough, Kingy, they did exactly the same to me. You know, my house in France,
yeah.
I had a kitchen put in, and the kitchen came from England. And there's no kind of, certainly the area of France I was in, there's no mains gas, so everything's on propane.
Yeah.
So basically, I had like the electric hob, but I wanted propane, you know, to do a wok.
Yeah.
And so that this was like a separate hob for propane. But they did the same, but it was on the same jets that were domestic. And actually, it was a really cold flame, but the flames had come up about a foot.
Yeah.
And in the end, I got a French gas engineer in who put the right jets in. Well, once I'd harangued the company, put the kitchen, because like you said, the jets should have been with it.
Yeah, they should, definitely.
Out of interest though, boys, I'm a big Le Creuset fan anyway. Easy to clean. What are the best saucepans or bottoms to put on to a hot flame? Is it those big heavy based iron numbers? You know,
depends what you want. You see, if you want a wok, you want the wok thin. But
I
don't know. You seem to get it's what you pay for with pans, isn't it? But there's some good deals around.
Yeah. There isn't, and I think technology's moved on such a lot that as well. It's about the even conduction of heat, isn't it,
through the
food and through the pan. So, you know, the better pans you buy that have that even distribution and there's no hot spots, the better the food is. So, as Dave says, you've got to pay for that.
Yeah, I really struggle with, I like doing that to like a tarte tatin or an upside down plum, and you want to take it from the frying pan into the oven. That whole hot handle, I always, my favourite frying pan's got a plastic handle. Clearly, I soon learnt you don't put that in the oven.
No.
Not that one. But then you get the one with the metal handle, and you put it in the oven, and you can't take it out because it's so bloody hot.
Well,
there's no middle ground.
There is. The detachable handles, they're called. And we did a range of those with, or a couple of ages ago now, so I don't think we do them anymore. In the range that Dave and I have out, we had detachable handles for exactly that reason.
Oh, well, there
it's
you
like
go.
It's like a lifter handle, isn't it?
Yeah, yeah. Yeah.
That's what I need. All right, that's what I need. There you go.
Well, do you remember on Saturday Kitchen we had that, and where you're not thinking, and I forgot they'd just come out of the oven, so I grabbed hold of it, and it was on live telly. Anyway, I was just, you know, you just get on with it. Anyway, Kingy keeps trying to press this tea towel at me, and I'm going, go away with your tea towel, I'm trying to cook. Anyway, he stuffs it in my hand, but what he'd done is he'd filled it full of ice cubes.
Oh, you're so nice.
Well, he's fine, didn't he? I mean, it was completely useless.
He was a member of production, filled it full of ice cubes and passed it to him to pass to me. At which point, there was ice cubes everywhere, weren't there, on the floor? It was like Topfill and Dean. What the hell? What's the ice cup for? You know,
it's like, it's for your hand, you knacker.
He's clearly got asbestos fingers, hasn't he?
Good job I didn't drop the dinner on the floor.
Suffering for your art.
Yes,
so,
indeed.
Good advice for Janie then. You need to get some jets sorted out on that, but fundamentally, it's not the pans, it's the hot cooking device that's the problem.
Yes.
Well, if you're down, now don't get drunk,
just send an email to the Agony Uncles.
It's time to head to Confidential Corner.
Ta-da!
In Confidential Corner, we need one male and one female name. And Uncle Dave, a male name, please. And Uncle Si, a female name. Thank you.
Robbie.
You see, Tash, Dave didn't have any problem at all. He just came out with it. Did you see that?
Yeah.
Robbie?
Yeah,
Robbie.
Yeah, whatever.
It wasn't the name of a drink. Anyway, Karen.
Rosie
and Robbie. Ah. Dear Uncle Dave, Uncle Si, and Posh Tash, I need help with my partner's pants. I've been going out with Robbie for a while now. And he's really been a shining star in my life, which had been pretty dreary for quite a long time. The problem I have is with his underwear. He insists on wearing Y-fronts, but really old ones. And they are old ones, not dirty ones, just very old, very well worn. And he doesn't seem to mind that they've got holes in them and worn elastic and they're saggy. He tells me they're really comfy. I've tried buying him nice boxers, even briefs, but he tries them and then puts them away, insists on wearing these awful old things. And the problem is they're a huge turn-off when it comes to bedtime. I really fancy him until he shows me his pants, and then it all goes wrong. What can I do to get him to change his ways of pants, please? And that comes from Rosie. Over to you.
It's really simple, Rosie. What you do is you take them all out of the drawer and throw them out. That's it. And then he hasn't got a problem then, have you? You just forget about it. I might upset him for a little bit, but he'd be all right. You know, once he's getting his conjugals, he'd be fine.
Yeah. What do you think, Dave?
Oh, I think you've got to keep your undies tidy, especially if you're in a relationship. It's all right if you're going around. What was it they used to say? The Friday Greys, they used to call it, didn't they? You save the rough ones to the end of the week. But, you know, well, that's it. It's the first thing you think about is if you get knocked off your motorbike is, shit, what pants have I got on?
You know what, Dave? My mum always said to me, if you got run over and they had to cut your clothes off, what are you wearing underneath?
Yeah. What is that about? I mean, like, there was one day, because sometimes I have a tendency to go commando, mostly because I'm half asleep when I put my clothes on, I forget to put my knickers on. However, that's another story. And we were in a bar one night. And anyway, there was lots of jollity going on, and Dave decided just randomly to pull me pants down. And I was like, no, dude, no, boom, down. No.
No.
Oh, yes. In the middle of an Irish bar. Well, I just thought, you know, hey! And I think they were elasticated waist, to be fair.
They were as well, yeah.
It's a yank off, as they say.
Careful.
I said yank, as in, yes.
One of my most embarrassing things ever was, women find it harder because obviously we've got to match our underwear, which I'm not great at, if I'm confessing here. You know, you've got to match your bra to your pants, and etc. And you know, what if? But I did the moonwalk, and I was practicing to do the moonwalk, which is the overnight marathon you walk for cancer research. And I was doing this once, I was practicing for it. So I walked from Islington down to Richmond one day because of my time with my boyfriend, which is now my husband, was playing rugby there. And I put on my basically very supportive underwear, which is very similar to granny pants, which held everything in for my hike down there. And when I got to the rugby grounds, I was asked, because I was one of the few girls, to go down and help to just put the awards out. And I was standing with my back to the entire stadium. And then some guy ran down and pulled down my trousers and thought it was hysterical that I was therefore standing there with trousers around my ankles, my giant granny pant arse basically out to this entire crowd of men who were basically lawyers. And anyway, I was mortified, took it well, very well. But what I loved the most was there were about four guys that thought this was brilliant, and all the others all came to see if I was all right. They were all like, are you okay? That was awful. I'm so sorry. I wouldn't have cared if I was wearing my sexy ones. I'd have been chuffed a bit. Everyone had seen that. But no, I was in grey, beige, huge, sucker minnows, you know, where everything squirts out everywhere else. Worst day of my life it was. I never spoke to the guy again, actually.
I want to admit, I think going up to a lady and ripping her trousers off, that is a different league. That's a different level, isn't it? That's assault.
It is outrageous.
That's really, really wrong.
Yeah. I was early 20s, and I think he thought he was having banter, and I was like, you just picked the wrong person to have.
Yeah. I cannot imagine. Yes. Your wrath starts wars. It's probably...
There were some very nice men that then...
Oh, no, that's crap.
Go back to men's pants. There's nothing worse than a man in bad pants, but I quite like a man in pants over no pants. So there's a tricky one, but I was thinking she should say, what if tonight's the night? Get naked and wait for me. Then she doesn't have to see them.
Yeah, I just think you just need to have a word with him, telling you need to upgrade your pants. You're all right on the outside, but what's the inside's minging. You know, just let him buy his own pants. You know, because I think as well is, if somebody, it's a personal thing. If somebody buys you undies you don't like, they just feel quite odd, don't they? You know? But then again, if you buy them yourself, you've got no one to blame. Do you remember, can I tell you what, it came up the other time, our Baltic series, Kingy. Do you remember we went, it was in the Karoonian Spit for Amber in Lithuania?
Yes.
And we had to go in the sea?
Yes.
And we both went in our pants, and we both had those really tight, bad pants from Amsterdam.
I've still got them.
Oh, no.
I've got them. Yeah, no, you bought us them. They've got flames on them and everything.
Oh, yeah, they're quite kind of flamboyant, but they don't look great.
No, but, you know, who's seeing it? Do you know?
Well, the Nation, really, because we were wearing them on the telly.
there was that, yeah. About 78 million people, yes, because we've sold it all over the world. Yeah.
No, they were just like, I think at the time we'd been on the diet then, so we weren't that fat. No, the pants were just too small, for one. But also they were very kind of leery, shall we say, in terms of their design. But yeah. In France, I've discovered this brand called Undies with a Z.
Ooh.
And really good, yeah. They're really thin. They're almost like silk. But like, because silk boxes are great if you think you're travelling. But on a motorbike, they don't last.
Why not? They're not.
Yeah, you rub through and
tear. Yeah. But these undies, they're cheap synthetic fabric, but they're great for travelling. And also, because they're thin, you have a rub through and they dry by the next morning.
And also, the only thing is, when you take them off and you're standing on a carpet, you get sparks around your knackers, which is a bit painful on occasion, but other than that, it's fine.
Yeah. Yeah, if you go over an island carpet, you'd probably get out of the house. However, they're economical and light and somewhat leery.
Yeah, very nice, though. Yeah,
there's a difference between leery underwear and old, dirty, holy underwear. You know, and I think it smacks him a bit like he doesn't want to impress her anymore or look attractive for her. You know, we all like to put a bit of effort in, so maybe he should actually go, I'll wear those on a comfy day when she's not going to get to me. And then on those days, he needs to put a bit of effort in, get his silk ones out.
Yeah, well, I mean, maybe they're his lucky pants and he thinks every day is lucky.
Yeah, but, I love it.
You know, I'm
unlucky now.
And we've all got lucky pants we wear on those demanding days, haven't we? You know, you put them on, cheeky lucky pants.
Dave has. Go on, Si, you've got
that. I've got lucky pants. But I've got backup lucky pants as well, because I'm like that. I'm pedantic. Oh.
Wow. What, the same design, the same fit, everything?
No. Just they're not as lucky on the League of Look.
Oh.
But they're up there. They're up there. They're more positive than your everydays.
And how did they become lucky? Was there an incident with them? How did they become lucky?
Yeah, just like my favourite pants. I had once that I had for years. They fell apart, and it was gorillas on surfboards. But every day I wore my gorillas on surfboards pants, I had a blindingly good day.
Wow.
But then they fell apart. But really, they weren't Y-fronts, they were just cotton boxers.
Remember those ones I pinched from you, those tartan ones? I loved those. I actually had
those.
Oh,
the Gordon Highlander pants?
Yeah, I loved them. They were I had them for years. I suppose they were lucky.
You had them, but they didn't give them back. Were they actually his, or he gave them to you as a present?
No, they were his, but I just didn't give them back.
Can we just say, I think at the one point he maybe needed some pants. Yeah. So with generosity, I said, here, have these, they're lovely.
that's it.
They were Gordon Highlander's tartan.
Very lovely.
Yes, nice. I do believe people wear them under kilts if they're not brave enough to go out.
But outrageous. There's a difference between boxers, which are the flappy boxers, and the tight, you know, Calvin Klein boxers.
The only thing about those, right, and I wear those, there was a lady in my life that bought me a pair of these. They're quite tight, but they're like silky. But the only thing is that when you wear them, your pants come down because it slides across the top of your boxers and off you go. Because, you know, if you've got a little bit of a paunch, i.e. as I do, the waistline doesn't actually rest on your hip bone. It just rests on the love handles at the sides, you see. And then eventually as you're walking, you just spend all day pulling your pants up. Well, it just pisses you off in the end, doesn't it? You know, so you just, So anyway, cotton all the way.
Cotton and Velcro. That's what you need, young man.
Yeah. That and sellotape. Yeah.
I love it.
All right. So, Rosie and Robbie, then. What's the advice? Let's start with you, Uncle Dave.
Robbie, your pants sound crap. Just go and buy some new pants for hygiene's sake as much as anything.
Uncle Si.
Yeah, get a grip, Robbie. Or get your elastic, your lady Rosie to get a grip, because you just, come on, man, make an effort, dude. You know, your ladies like this sort of thing. I mean, I know that we couldn't give them monkeys either way, but, you know, make an effort. Come on, dude.
And Postash.
Yeah, surprise her. Take them off early and so she doesn't see them again. Wear them on the days where you're not going to see her. I think she'd love it.
If your life's in a mess, then the email address is theagonyuncles@thehairybikes.co.uk.
Yeah. Well, thanks so much for listening to us on the Agony Uncles podcast, which, guess what, is sponsored today by Meter.
Now, if you've not heard of Meter, it's a wireless meat thermometer. So you stick it in the roast, then you use a Meter app to see how it's doing.
And it works not just in the oven, it works on barbecues and the frying pan, even an air fryer. So basically, if you use Meter, you'll have the confidence to cook like a pro.
Or Hannibal Lecter.
Yes. But whether you're Hannibal Lecter or Fanny Craddock, it will be cooked to perfection. Now, Meter is great. And as they're sponsoring the Angly Ugly, Meter is great. And as they're sponsoring the Agony Uncles podcast, they've done you a favour because as one of our listeners, you can get a Meter for 20% off. It's an exclusive offer for Agony Uncles listeners. That's 20% off.
Your Meter, which is good. So it's easy to get your 20% off. Just go to meter.com. That's meter.com, which is spelled M-E-A-T-E-R. And use the happy, happy, hairy code HAIRY20 to get 20% off anything in the Meter range.
It's great that Meter are working with us because we genuinely do love their products. Mm. So go and have a look at their shop online and use HAIRY20 to get that lovely money off.
Yeah, yeah. So it'll be a new episode of the Agony Uncles every Friday. So remember to subscribe. Hit the subscribe button, you lovely humans. So it keeps Dave and I in meat. So to make sure, and so you don't miss a single one. That's fundamentally what we're asking you to do.
Yes. Please help. So, from Posh Tash.
Bye.
The Thin White Duke.
Goodbye.
And from the two of us. Goodbye.